Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. On the Valley's Power Talk.
We will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America prosper again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Great again, again, right?
Make America great again, again.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Think of that.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Oh, believe me, we're thinking about it. Thinking about how it used to be, not just not that long ago, right? Told you, wish for 2020 back. There's a recent poll from the University of Virginia Center for Politics and the Project Home Fire. They found that the majority of former President Trump voters want to secede from the blue states. Well, as we broadcast from the red part of the recall here, I would think that would mean quite a few folks right here would probably like to secede from the blue states. Well, I tell you, if the red left the blue in California, they would have a lot of scenery. They would have beaches. They would have major homelessness and crime. They would have people that make a lot of money in Hollywood and Silicon Valley. They wouldn't have the food. They wouldn't have the agriculture. And, hey, right now, if I walked out of Save Mart shopping and somebody had a table and they go, would you like to sign this to secede and be the called Red California? I'd be like, yeah, here you go. Yeah, I'm in California. I'll vote twice. Here. Okay, I'll sign twice. I would. That's how I feel. Of course I would like that. 52%, according to this University of Virginia Center of Politics poll, said Trump voters agree with that statement, that the situation in America is such that I would favor blue-red states seceding from the Union to form their own separate country. Well, I was talking about seceding from the blue state. Am I ready to secede from the country? I guess if we could... I would sign up, yeah, to do that if we could just all agree, right, and be like, shake hands. Well, it didn't work out. All right. Hey, we can still compete in the Olympics, right? All right, cool. All right, you guys go live over there. We'll live over here. And let's see how this works out. There were 25% that strongly agree with that statement that they would want to secede from the Union. I mean, I don't have to tell you. And if there's anybody that goes, nah, that's not true. The divide right now across this country is deep and wide. Remember that Sunday school song, Deep and Wide? There's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Yeah, man, there is a deep and wide, right? Now, we know that we've seen across America now, we got state rights, right? You got people in Texas and Florida and Tennessee and Arkansas and Montana. They're living different lives than people in New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, California. We have football stadiums that are packed. And then we have Fresno State playing Hawaii to empty stands. Nobody could go to the game. They're living in 2020, right? We got right now first in the nation that we're going to be keeping our children home. I mean, our children, well, there's a lot of people keeping their kids at home, will now with homeschooling, but the mandated vaccinations for school kids in America that, you know, you got to take it to attend in-person classes, and that goes into effect. Younger and younger, as the FDA keeps approving for each age group. We know 0 through 19, CDC numbers, infection survival rate of 99.997. Never before in America have we said, children, watch out. We need to protect you from something that has a 0.003% chance of affecting you. There have been 35 little souls that went back to the Creator during this man-made lockdown in California. 35 children have died. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, that was on President Trump's coronavirus team, he has stated that they have not found one child across America that did not have some kind of pre-existing condition like leukemia, some other kind of cancer, something that furthered along this death with COVID, dying with COVID. He hasn't found one child across America. Now, yeah, 35 kids in California lost their lives to this, and that is sad. And those parents, and you can't, I mean, just imagine what they are actually going through. But now to mandate a vaccine that we do not know the long-term side effects from. And as you heard my guest, Dr. J, last hour talking about, he admitted, I kind of had to get it out there that, yes, this is going to, it's a never-ending process. That's why they're doing boosters. So we don't know what this is going to do to the reproductive system of children that want to have children one day when they become adults, right? We don't know any of this. We do know myocarditis. Your child has a better chance of getting myocarditis, reaction to the vaccines, than you do from dying from the virus that we're protecting from. And for them to rush into this, like, I mean, it's sinister. I agree with Senator Ron Johnson in Wisconsin. This is flat out sinister. And to have Newsom describe it as another of the many, many, many doses of vaccines that are extending the lives of kids and keeping society healthy. No, it's a big difference in the amount of testing and the long-term side effects and parents. I mean, he's saying go out and propagandize. He says there's a lot of good folks out there with a lot of anxiety. Yeah, you know what this anxiety is? We feel like the left has already won the war, right? And they didn't even have to get into battle formation, did they? They didn't even have to fire shot. Well, I guess they did if we want to take all the rioting and all the destruction of America. There were a lot of shots fired. But, you know, there was a rebellion. And I was not part of this. Conservatives that are God, country, and Constitution were not part of a rebellion, but we will stand up against a rebellion. We will stand up against a takeover of the constitutional rights that our forefathers fought and died for. You think we're just going to let them go with a leftist-controlled federal government? And the goal out there is to convince you that resistance is pointless. Winning is impossible. And now they're even coming after parents using the FBI with critical race theory for standing up against school boards. It's on. I mean, it's on. No, you're not going to shut down our opinion. You're not. And the thing, the sad thing about it is our Republican elected officials are just quiet about it. I'd say, would you say 95%, 98%? Right? Quiet about it. And you know what? There are. You know who else is being quiet about it? You know that there are Democrats. You know that there are some sane-minded Democrats. They're probably liberal-minded, but let's just go ahead and say they might be a moderate Democrat. They understand how to control the Democratic Marxists are. You ask Senator Sinema from Arizona, where they followed her into the toilet stall, right? You know, they're afraid of being labeled racist. And there's so many that keep their mouths shut on both sides of the aisle. But we know right now that they don't have the guts to stand up to the bullies in their own little political circles. And Republicans are like this as well, afraid to stand up for the election scam of 2020 or the man-made lockdown. There's a long list of names. But this vaccine passport that they haven't come out, that we don't have Republican soldiers that we elected to protect us, actually right now saying anything about the destruction that's going on to people's careers, their livelihoods, their families. They worked and studied for years to be educated, and suddenly you're going to have a mandate come down. They want to control our lives. We want to be left alone. And I'll tell you, these passports, it's coming to Fresno Town. It's coming to Modesto Town. It's coming to Visalia. You think it's just L.A. right now, or San Francisco, or New York City? You think they're going to stop? Then you're delusional, and you deserve what you get if you don't wake up right now. It's the ultimate power, and it's in the hands of the government. I don't know how long I'll be able to say this. They want to control everything. And I will say, we're at a point right now where it's probably impossible to share the same space under what we're living under right now. I believe in freedom. I believe in individual responsibility. And this state coddle the people that want to have no responsibility. They just want to sleep wherever they want to sleep. They want to defecate wherever they want to defecate. I had somebody tell me a story today on the phone about Fresno. They were here in like 2008. And they were at a hotel. They said it was on the north side of town. And in this story, they said that they saw a guy break a car window. And they were like, what? And he stole the car. They called the front desk. He said the hotel was nonchalant about it. Said half hour later, they're sitting out on a balcony at a hotel. Half hour later, same guy comes back, breaks in, steals another car. The third time, they stood up and yelled at him, we're seeing you. And he goes, hey, there's no cameras out here. That was his trip to Fresno. And that was to like 2009. We know the lawlessness that is out there. We've seen it. We've seen the decline in this, and it's all part of, you understand, it's part of the control, right? To create the chaos. They need the chaos to get the control. And I make no mistake about it. There will be conflict. There'll be a day soon where we'll have to defend our freedoms and for the future generations of grandkids and kids. And there are peaceful steps being taken, and we want them to remain peaceful by these conservative states. You know, all the mandates and the critical race theory and this propaganda and the sanctuary thing. I mean, you want to go along and be noncompliant, you're going to have to. And you got to break away. And I hope there's Democrats that understand they got to break away from this onslaught of Marxism in the Democratic Party. And we know that when it comes right down to it, if you want to talk about the military, there has been a lot of talk about the military going woke and right, you know, and the woke military, that's the Department of Defense. I looked up some numbers. There's been a polling of military personnel right now shows about 30% are Republican, 40% identify as independent. So that's 70% of the military that's Republican and independent, libertarian, constitutionalist. So they lean conservative in their views, and now you got this woke military that's trying to do this. Polling did show in the summer that at least 50% of the soldiers would refuse to take the vaccine. The Department of Defense now claiming that 70% are now vaccinated. But I guarantee you that's exaggerated because it's part of the propaganda aspect for soldiers to think, well, if 7 out of 10 does it, I guess I'll go ahead and do it, as we've seen. But we'll soon know the real facts. We will, because the Biden administration is actually threatening dishonorable discharge for soldiers that are not going to actually comply with this. And I found out some more facts, and I think it says a lot about our society. Over 75% of Americans age 18 to 24 are ineligible for the military. They lack the education, obesity, physical problems, psychological problems, and criminal history. So that cuts about 24 million people from the 34 million people that are in that age range of 18 to 24 for actual recruitment. So if you say 70% of the military is conservative libertarian, that means there's a lot more young conservatives that would actually be healthy enough to go through the recruitment aspect of this. So the DOD, what they'll probably do, we'll see, and they've already done this, but they will continue to lower the recruitment standards because they need to have their like-minded fighting force in the military. I tell you, they got a plan, don't they? They have a plan. What's it going to mean if 30% of the soldiers leave because of the vaccine mandates? How are you going to fill that? Recruitment will collapse. I mean, as I just stated, the pool of talent they could actually go after is shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. I told you they had to get rid of the test to throw a grenade because they said that there was the percentage that were coming in could not throw a grenade far enough to where it would not kill them. So they had to lower all the standards. There's a great article written by my former Colorado congressman, Tom Tancredo. I interviewed him back on the show when I was in D.C., and he wrote it, and I'm going to share some of that next right here with you. It's really good.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
It was really, really great to run back into former Congressman Tom Tancredo. I got to interview him when he was a Colorado congressman early in my talk career back like 07, 08. Then in January 2011, after he barely lost the governor's race to Hickenlooper. He did a talk show. We did it. Well, he was a big name on the show, but I got to interview him again back in D.C., and we got to sit down and talk for about over an hour, and it was really, really good. And then when he got back home over the weekend, he sent this out at AmericanCitizenPress.com by Tom Tancredo. Joe Biden's prayers. He contemplates having to recognize the Fox News White House reporter. Okay. Please, God, don't let him ask me about the murder rate that just took the biggest jump in history since I told folks to defund the police. Please, God, don't let him ask me about the 30,000 undocumented Haitians I've led into the country so far, or the couple million of other various nationalities that preceded them. Please, God, don't let him ask me about the number of deaths caused by the COVID jabs or what I'm going to do about the thousands of healthcare workers and first responders and military personnel who refuse to get jabbed. Please, God, don't let him ask me about the price of gas after I shut down the pipelines and then begged OPEC to increase production. Please, God, don't let anyone ask me how I can claim to be a devout Catholic and still support infanticide. I might have to explain that to you two, of course. I'll think of something. Please, God, don't let anyone ask me how many Americans are still in Afghanistan. Please, God, don't let anyone ask me about Hunter's laptop or the millions he's taking in anonymous buyers who love his artwork. And please, please, God, don't let anyone pay attention to the number of fraudulent ballots cast in Maricopa County. And please, God, let our friends in the media keep the focus on those guys who I claim whipped the immigrants. Don't let the real story get out that no one was whipped, because, as you know, I already found the Border Patrol guilty, and I'm going to make them pay. One more request on that score. Please, God, help my media bodyguards rework this sweet picture into an ugly one that makes it look like that damn Border Patrol Nazi's trying to hang that smiling kid from the horse's reins. Please, God, don't let anyone ask me a question that's not been planted by our people, for which I have no cue card for which to actually be able to answer that. In the name of that guy from the manger, amen. That's good. And we know he's being protected, don't we? Yeah, he's being protected. I love this. The news lady was out asking a Michigan resident, because Joe Biden was going to visit here.
Tell me, what are your thoughts about the president visiting tomorrow?
I wish he'd just stay out of this state and leave us alone.
Tell me, what are your thoughts about the president visiting tomorrow?
I wish he'd just stay out of this state and leave us alone.
Indeed. It's amazing how many people now are, and it just goes to show what our times are like, that if you stand up for America in public, it's a news story. Can anybody tell me at any time in their life when standing up going, I love America, was actually a news story? Well, he was at the Save March Center last Saturday or two Saturdays ago, Pitbull. He didn't hide his love for the United States. He blasted people at a concert that don't appreciate America's greatness. I can't repeat everything he said. It was a little explicit, but he got the point across. He's first-generation Cuban. He knows his parents got to the United States from Cuba. He said, I won't perform in Cuba until there's no more Castro and there's a free Cuba. He said, to me, Cuba's the biggest prison in the world. I would be very hypocritical were I to perform there. And he even talks about, and you see him, right? I bet you could go cruise around Fresno State campus and see some Che Guevara t-shirts, right? Oh, yeah, you see him. The cultural Marxists wear them. You saw him at the Black Lives Matter riots. They wear these t-shirts. He was a Marxist revolutionary guerrilla leader. I'm sure we have some city council members that have some Che Guevara t-shirts. It's literally, as Pitbull quoted here, he said it's like wearing an Adolf Hitler t-shirt and not knowing you're going to offend a lot of people. They know. I tell you a lot. Well, there's probably some hipsters out there that just see other people wear it. They think, oh, this is the cool thing to wear. They don't know, but Pitbull knows. His family comes from communism. They fled communism. They've had everything taken away from them. They've seen people get murdered. They've seen people get killed. He said they know what this country has to offer. In this country, you control your own destiny. Well, I would say that Mr. Pitbull has made the most of his opportunity in America. He's got a net worth of $100 million. That's called capitalism. It was good to hear his fans at least cheering for that, right? You know what we need to have happen? And this would be a good old American move, man. We need red states to step up and hire the military that Biden's looking to dishonorably discharge. To hire those medical personnel, those Americans like us who have unconstitutionally had their careers, their livelihoods demolished by these demons in D.C. Let's talk about how the step up should happen next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Ooh, highs tomorrow only in the 70s.
Thank you all so much. What a super Tuesday.
I see a little headline here in the Fresno Bee. It says Fresno student health workers fight COVID misinformation. Do tell, Nadia Lopez. See, this is what this is. They have this, they call it the Central Valley News Cooperative, a bilingual community journalism project funded by the Central Valley Community Foundation and with technology and training support from Microsoft. Oh, yeah, I bet we can really trust this nonpartisan reporting, right? Nadia, there are millions of us that are not this gullible. We're actually smart enough to know what's happening. The bilingual Microsoft money is the reason that they actually get to exist in business, and the reasoning they get to put out 100% complete propaganda. They got this 17-year-old in the story talking about the stress and fear last spring, and then they heard about a new program at school. She applied. It's called Promotoritos, named after promotoras or adult community health workers. What they're doing, they're getting them around Fresno to go around and, as they say, dispel misinformation to their peers, their relatives, their neighbors to get vaccinated. It's propaganda teams. And that's what it is. They're community advocates. They're all out on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok to encourage vaccinations among young people. Yeah, we've actually seen a country do this with young people. Go back and look at the 1930s. It was in Europe, and the country started with the G, as in Germany. 43% of children between the ages of 12 and 17 countywide were fully vaccinated. So, boy, they got over half to go convince. They said, here's how it works. the youth, the California government youth, go through 40 hours of training with the Central Valley Health Policy Institute before being admitted to the program. They learn about COVID and the vaccines and health orders and safety and how to connect people to childcare, health, food, and educational resources. Ah, so we see. Here's what they do. They're being trained to redistribute wealth. Their redistribution of wealth field agents. And on top of that, we pay for them. We pay for them. So let it be known, they are out propagandizing teens all over the valley to make it happen. And I'm sorry, there's a group of people that are not going to comply with this vaccine passport agenda, right? Remember when I would on occasion get an email or call talking about the conspiracy theory that I was supporting, because we're coming up to June 15th and Liberation Day, right? Freedom Day in California, June 15th. Remember all that, don't we? Oh, that changed. That changed. Now they're definitely on a specific timeline here. It's obvious. That they are, and it's obvious something's not right with this. The average vaccine, it tested anywhere 8 to 14 years before it's released on human beings. And the reason that that's being done is so that there's no, you know, bad health side effects. That's why they test them for that many years. So maybe months later or years later, it becomes more visible. And the danger is the development of disorders. I mean, we don't even know, you know, infertility. We have no idea. We have no idea with the spike protein technology. We have no idea. It might not be noticed for a couple of years. We don't know what's going to happen in a couple of years with the population given an experimental vaccine. Why would the fact that it is experimental and the fact that we normally test for years and we didn't, you would think they would be siding on the side of caution. Now, time's running short for this globalist push. There has been zero long-term testing on these mRNA vaccines. Zero. And there is. And it's impossible. You do realize it's impossible to show scientific evidence that the vaccines are safe in the long term. It's impossible to show that. They were developed. They were put out within months of the man-made lockdown. And man, I tell you right now, they are hell bent on forcing 100% to take an untested vaccine. And there's people that go, you know what? My spidey sense is kicking in, and I'm going to use a little better judgment, and I'm going to go ahead and I might give it a year, maybe give it 2 years of testing still, because as we know right now, the unvaccinated are the control group, the placebo group in this, and it's still going on. But the fact that with these mandates, they're going to put fines against businesses that refuse to force it on their people. They're talking about fines from $70,000 to $700,000. That can destroy even a medium-sized company if they had to pay. Don't even talk about the small companies. They're gone. And when we get to the military, it's sad.
In the push to get more Americans vaccinated, the Defense Department will require all active duty U.S. service members to get the shot.
So it's all active duty National Guard and Reserve. So we're talking more than 2 million people. But we should caveat that by saying that many of these men and women already have been vaccinated. So when you talk about active duty troops, more than 60% have gotten both shots already.
Okay, 60. DOD now saying 70 over the summer. It was at 50. And none of these mandates are actually laws. None of them have been voted on by a state legislature or by we the people. And I'm going to keep asking that little pesky question. I know Dr. Vora locally. I know Dr. Galley in Sacramento. I know Fauci. They don't like these little pesky questions. But I'm going to keep asking a logical question. I'm going to keep asking it again and again and again. And if the vaccines actually work, as the government claims, how are unvaccinated people any threat to vaccinated people? That's a seriously logical question that they can't answer. And right now, the red states around America should offer help for military personnel that are facing a discharge for this refusal right now. And if you're dishonorably discharged, you're not going to have a gun. If you're dishonorably discharged, that's going to make it, if you want to get hired in the future, that's difficult in many career fields out there. Now, I can say there is one state right now. Kansas is taking steps to help make this happen where red states can actually, let's call it, offer some sanctuary. Let them become a sanctuary state for true Americans. These conservative states and communities, they're going to have to step in. They're going to have to draw a line in the sand right here and now. We have to act. And in California, I mean, it's literally like, you know, we're in East Germany. Well, let's go ahead and let's do another rally and stand up against Newsom, right? That's like being in East Berlin going, hey, let's go out and protest Khrushchev, right? I'm like, no, comrade, go ahead. I'm trying to find a way to West Germany. Go ahead. Rallies don't matter. Right now, it doesn't matter. There's no political will from the people that we would hope our elected officials that would back us, right? And I'm talking about county supervisors. I'm talking about a mayor that has an R after his name. I'm talking about elected officials in D.C. I'm talking about elected officials in Sacramento. Do you think they're going to step up and help and come out and be like, yes, I'm part of you? No, they won't. They don't. They haven't. So we have to act. And I really do hope that there is enough pure blood Americanism in some of these red states that these state representatives can send a message to Biden by creating some kind of sanctuary, some kind of safe haven for military and for medical as well. The medical world fired from their positions because they refuse to comply. We're going to have massive gaps in medical play. New York's already leading the field. We'll see it here. We'll see it here at in California for sure. We'll see it. I mean, it's impossible for us to actually think that we're not going to be affected by this. It's already happening. And we know that, you know, if you you need to talk to God about it, don't you? Because, you know, you're the smart ones, those that have taken the vaccine. This is what they're going to tell us.
All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants.
Yeah, some of those nurses and doctors, right? They're Governor. I really didn't think we could get worse than Gretchen Whitmer, but I think we did right out the chute here with this unelected broad.
Know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other.
Yes, run off. Tell him where he's going to be and you'll get a bag of silver. Yeah, the apostle Judas Iscariot.
Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love?
You make them lose their livelihood, their jobs, and their kids go hungry. That's what's happening.
But to care about each other enough to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live. I want our kids to be safe when they're in schools.
I love you. I love you, Eve. Just take a bite of that apple. Come on. It'll make you smart as God. Come on, Eve.
To be safe when you go to a doctor's office or to a hospital and are treated by somebody, you don't want to get the virus from them.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Yeah, I agree. Let's still believe in that, right? Even though they're throwing all these theatrical plays.
I've prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what? God did answer our prayers.
Oh, yeah, even Hitler did this. He held state-sponsored plays where the Third Reich was the hand of God. Then what happened? Oh, yeah, go look at your history. He flipped the script. Hitler turned around and attacked Christianity.
He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers, he made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say, thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated.
Woo! Hey, Twitter is doing more censoring into the world. Where are they branching out to now? Into the world of obituaries. Why would Twitter censor an obituary? I'll tell you next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
There was an Oregon woman. She passed away after taking a COVID injection. And here was her obituary. She was exceptionally healthy, the 37-year-old was. And she died unexpectedly from a COVID vaccine-induced thrombotic, I can't even pronounce it. It said, surrounded by our loving family. This is the obituary in the Oregon Live on Saturday. It says she was opposed to taking vaccines. She was pressured into it by government vaccine mandates. During the last weeks of her life, the world turned dark with heavy-handed vaccine mandates. This is the obit. Local and state governments were determined to strip her away her right to consult her wisdom and enjoy her freedom, adding that her freedom to choose was stripped away. Her passion to be actively involved in her children's education, which included being a room mom, was once again blocked by government mandate. Ultimately, those who closed the doors and separated mothers from their children prevailed. It cost Jessica her life. I guess she was a volunteer room mom, and she had to be vaccinated to be able to do that. Twitter labeled the obituary as, get this, misleading. It disabled the like, the retweet, and the comment function of this. It was a rare disorder. It was caused by a blood clot in the small blood vessels, and she had a low blood platelet count as well. And this has been reported in patients that mainly with the AstraZeneca and also here in America with Johnson & Johnson, and it was found more commonly in women. But this censoring, man, that's nothing new. Nothing new, right? On Facebook, a dad got censored. Trying to put it out. Dr. Joseph Marcarla, one of the anti-mRNA vaccine, he was banned by YouTube last week. And because he was rising up to resist. We have seen here that the announcement Friday by Merck that they're going to apply for emergency approval of a new experimental oral antiviral treatment, I guess a pill, that you have to take, right? Because, you know, they don't need that nasty horse medication, that ivermectin, right? No, you don't need that because, you know, that's just what? I think Senator Ron Johnson said 6 or 7 cents a pill, right? You know, the old horse tranquilizer. Isn't that what the late night comedians called that? Horse dewormer? 4 billion doses of that horse dewormer were prescribed for humans over the past 40 years. The CDC recommends that people coming to the U.S. from the Middle East, Asia, North Africa, Caribbean receive ivermectin. The drug's inventor won a Nobel Prize for treating parasitic diseases. It's considered by the World Health Organization to be, quote, an essential medicine. Ivermectin has a better safety record out there than a lot of even vitamins actually have. And boy, it was attacked, wasn't it? Being evil, being deadly. They got a brand new drug that's coming out that's a whole lot more expensive. Senator Ron Johnson here, he was on Tucker last night.
But I think the question you have to ask about Tony Fauci, and quite honestly, the other people in our healthcare agencies, is have their policy prescriptions, have they worked? We have more than 700,000 people dead now. We spent trillions of dollars. The human toll, the economic devastation. We're at each other's throats now with these divisive mandates that are going to destroy our healthcare system, destroy our military readiness. Their policy prescriptions have been a miserable failure.
He is my new hero, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, one of the only Republicans that I can count on one hand that's actually standing up and yelling for the truth, talking about these pharmaceutical companies and the game plan that's going on.
And the biggest blunder of all, they ignored early treatment. They sabotaged early treatment. Now they're all hopping on board this Merck, Molnupiravir. The doctors' groups that I'm dealing with, they call it Monipiravir. Now, Merck, by the way, invented or they patented ivermectin. They've been trash-talking ivermectin in favor now of this drug that'll be like $700 a dose versus ivermectin costs about 6 or 7 cents a pill.
Listen, listeners, you know a lot more about this, some stuff. stuff. If you know more about what Senator Johnson's talking here, email me what you know at trevor@powertalk967.com.
These mandates are driven by the bait and switch of the FDA that we now have an approved vaccine. We do not have an approved vaccine in America. They did it for the Comirnaty. It's available, I guess, in Europe. But the Pfizer vaccine available in the U.S. is not FDA approved. It's got an emergency use authorization. I wrote a letter to the FDA on August 26th. They have still not given me the answer of why didn't they approve it? Why are they basically lying to the American public? That's a serious question to be asked as we're destroying our healthcare system with these mandates.
Wow, okay, I hadn't heard that about it not being real, huh?
People have got to be responsible.
I know. Don't they think so? Dr. J. Khashoggian coming in, spending the 4 o'clock hour. If you missed it, the podcast is up there and available. We'll talk to him again on that. Thanks to Agent Squires. God willing, we'll do it all again tomorrow, 3 o'clock. This is John Girardi. He's on the radio next. Good evening.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.